Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Yes, it is Jim Blasingame, just a hoarser Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm sorry about the hoarseness, but it does not hurt, so don't worry about that. Just stay with me because you're going to like who we've got on the show this half hour. April Simpkins is a new friend. She's Mary Cantando. You know our friend Mary recommended April to us. She's an HR expert, April is. She's the president of HRSNS Consulting. She's a certified professional in human resources. So that means she knows what she's talking about. She's here to talk to us about those of us, those small business owners who are ready to hire their first employee. April Simpkins, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. So I remember my first employee.
Yes.
I remember the getting to the point where I needed some help. And I actually moved into an executive suite,
mm-hmm.
where I shared employees, you know, a receptionist and,
yes.
and administrative assistant. So I grew like that. And then I got a little bit more critical mass and then hired my first employee. And, you know, I was off to the races after that, but I probably could have used your help in those days. What do you think?
Maybe. I don't know what you ended up with, but
she's still with me. She's still with me.
Well, then you did a great job.
After 20 years.
You found the right fit.
Yeah. So what do we do? How do we replicate that?
You know, the first piece of advice I would give to an entrepreneur, business owner who's hiring that first employee is to have a plan. Too often we wait until we're in the throes of being overburdened with workload and we're looking for rescue.
Mm-hmm.
So start with a plan. You know, map out your org chart. I like the way Michael Gerber spoke to this in the book E-Myth. You know, have those position descriptions to start with. If you don't know what you're looking for, you surely will never find it.
Mm-hmm.
So create that position description and start there.
I call that giving your employees the maximum opportunity to succeed.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, Absolutely. It's not fair to them, is it?
That is very true.
And the only thing that's more expensive, folks, than waiting too long to find someone to fill the slot is hiring the wrong person and then having to deal with that.
Absolutely. And I think the challenge that is often made is hiring for what someone knows, and then we end up firing them for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be that balance.
Say that again.
We often hire people for what they know and then fire them for who they are.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Write that down.
So how do we do that?
How do we not make that mistake?
You know, I think being very thorough in your hiring process, be very thorough in your interview. Many times we interview from a resume, and I find that to be a challenge, and I'll tell you why. Resumes give information. A job application asks questions. So have both. If you want the resume, bring the resume. You're going to look through it. You're going to determine whether or not some of their skill sets match what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But when that person is sitting in front of you, you know, you've already kind of vetted through some of their experience, begin to ask questions that are more open-ended. Ask questions that will help you get a feel for their character, for their work ethic. You know, too often we sit down and the first thing we say is, tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on who's sitting in front of you, that could be an hour-long conversation that could lead down paths and feed you information you don't need to know. It's not relevant to the
mm-hmm.
job. So instead of asking,
sometimes,
you know,
though, sometimes it's good to just get a little dialogue going.
Agree.
See if the person is comfortable like that. You kind of get an idea whether they'll be good with customers or other people. I mean, sometimes, I hear you that maybe that might not be the right way to go to get information, but what do you think about that?
You know, truly, Jim, a better opening question instead of something so broad, maybe ask the question, tell me what brought you here.
Right.
Tell me what in your career path has led you to this place. That's very open-ended, but it's still direct. It's going to bring them down a direct path.
In this day and time, they ought to know about what you do, maybe your values. I mean, there's so much you can learn online.
Completely.
I had an employee once who showed up for an interview, or a prospective employee, and he had not done his homework.
Yes.
I sent him home.
Yes, I invited
him back because I redeemed him. I invited him back, and then I hired him. He was a good employee, but I would not hire him if he did not know what we were about.
You know, and to add to that, I did that when I was in hiring mode last year and started with a phone interview and talked a little bit on the phone. And the last thing I told this person is, before the interview on Thursday, make sure you check out our website.
Right.
And this person showed up on Thursday, and the very first question I said was, what did you think about the website? And she floundered.
Yeah.
And then she circled back around and said, I didn't do it. I did not hire this person. As a matter of fact, the interview for me was pretty much over.
Because I'd given
you a directive, mm-hmm. and you did not follow that. I know it's always impressive when someone will do their due diligence. Check out your website, find out who you are, and come prepared to the interview.
Right.
I like to think the interview should work both ways. You as an employer should feel like you're being interviewed, and that person should feel like they're being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're finding someone who's looking for a good fit versus just a job.
Right. So once you've got that question answered, okay, you've gotten things off the ground, and they've kind of done their homework a little bit, where do you go from there?
I want to step backwards just a moment and talk a little bit more about that that position description.
Right.
Because in the interview process, you should be speaking from that and you should be hiring from that.
Mm-hmm.
Your position description should not just include a list of essential tasks for that position, but should also talk about some competencies, and you want to test for those as well to find the right fit.
So start with a plan.
Correct.
For what this person wants will have to do, and what you think the person will have to be to fit in with you and with the company,
correct,
the customers, and then stick to the plan.
Absolutely. Then we talk about compensation. What I find also is many times a business owner, when they're hiring that first person, they've got grandiose ideas.
Right.
You want someone who can do your website.
Right.
You want someone who can type. You want someone who can do all these things, and then
right.
you want to pay them $10 an hour.
Right, yeah. That's April, I got to take a quick break. April Simpkins is our guest. April, give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.hrssusa.com.
Check it out. Quick break. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.